CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com, Zim Conversations.
Yeah.
Kamal Piri.
Yeah.
AKA.
What up?
Big Daddy Black.
I don't mess with AKA.
Big
man.
Daddy.
You, oh, yeah. I don't mess with AKA.
I said AKA is an ass.
Oh, as in me? Okay, yeah. AKA Big Daddy
He's
Black.
He's not from Zim. Yeah. We really don't care, though.
AKA the Zimbabwean Big Punisher.
Light skinned.
Yeah.
Like Phineas.
Yes, for my content. I'm doing my thing. What's going on, Kev?
You Gucci?
I can't believe who we have in the studio today.
It's amazing.
The DM works, people.
Yo! No,
you can
Kamal.
Expose me just Kamal. Like that.
Kamal, you know how the DM
works? I didn't
works?
Even say anything.
Guys,
you were just supposed to
swear to God. Carol. We got Carol back on the show.
Yeah.
Our awards. Amazing stuff. But wait, hold up.
Did you slide into her DM?
No.
I know you slide.
No.
You dirty, dirty man.
Kamal, you know what's beautiful about this? Like,
yeah.
I call anybody. I'm like, hello, this
and
is
they pick up
this is Kasiwe calling from CliffCentral.com. They're like, oh, okay, well, yeah,
that's
Mr. Malindi.
Not part of him.
No, not part of him. Not Z.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Because there ain't
is
nothing.
Is this what we're doing here today?
We're eating.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's uncensored. It's unscripted. We don't actually
it's
write.
Radio.
We just
got in.
Really? But what about the pieces of paper in front of you guys? You
oh,
guys are
really?
Selling people lies.
Right. You're
you're
the
selling
one
people lies.
You're the one
there's
selling
like,
people
guys,
lies.
There's like 10-page scripts here. Yeah, I was like, they made me wait for 30 minutes because they were printing. They had to proofread and rehearse.
They expect some drinking Tanganda tea in Johannesburg. It's a
it's
problem.
A problem.
It's a problem. What's up, Mbai?
Excuse me. Okay. Hello. How are you?
It's been so long.
It's been forever, but you know what? I'm glad we had a little bit of an absence there.
Really?
Heart grew a bit fonder.
Yeah, true.
You got a little bit bigger. There's more of you to love now. No, I'd say because there's more of you to love now.
Oh wow.
I think she actually had this practice. Because the first thing she says, come on, where did that? Hey, I've been eating, you know?
The good life.
You know?
Wow.
And you know I'm a great chef. People
really?
Don't actually know that about me.
What do you make?
I make everything. For instance, my marquee meal at this particular
Can you
moment.
See how he's buying time? Buying well,
my
you see,
marquee.
The thing is, my...
No, I'm actually trying to think of the one that actually, like, you know, captures me right now. Mm. I've got a very, very nice chili beef recipe that I just came up with this weekend.
Your oxtail is dope.
Oxtail.
Kamal kills the oxtail.
Okay.
When are we getting an invite? Yeah, exactly.
Anytime, guys. You know what? I want you guys to actually help me do something and help motivate me to do something.
Yeah.
I want to start my own little like cooking thing on Snap.
That would be dope.
Yeah, and take it from there.
So how are we the motivation we eat?
I don't know. Guys, just talk.
Guys. Yeah, we'll tell you yes. Nah, this one.
Okay, you know what? If it wasn't because this is Women's Day special, guys.
You'd be saying other things.
Yeah, so because it's special, you can't see women. It's going to be fine.
I'm going
to chill. Yeah, I was looking for people to inspire me, but clearly looking in the wrong place. So, baby, come on.
They're inspirational. It's just that as a Zimbabwean man, when you have no money,
yeah, it's a problem.
Like myself.
Wow,
yeah.
My goodness.
And then you meet all these women with money.
It's a problem.
I'm just here feeling very intimidated.
Why are you scared?
When I'm very scared.
No, but you don't need money to cook.
No.
They are celebrities. It's not just about looking, hey, let's snap this. What up?
You know the people listening can't see you snapping, right?
Yeah, they can't. Can.
I'm just putting it out there.
Mumbai, this is very new to us. We know you are a celebrity. You have done these things a long time.
Blah, blah,
you know what I mean?
Blah.
Some of us, the white men of
that was page 3 of the script.
The Caucasian gave us a chance and we said, really?
Shaita.
And you know, when you start taking those pictures, you're on Facebook. Like, I'm not changing this profile picture, you know.
For the longest.
I'm there with, you know, Gary. It's a done deal.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Kamal. Mm-hmm. And my friend is KF. And we are immigrants who happily stumbled upon a Caucasian opportunity of being on the podcast. And today, we have decided to dedicate our 1 hour or so, you know.
It might go a
to
bit
women.
Further.
Nice.
And specifically Zimbabwean women, successful Zimbabwean women, because I pretty much feel like you guys are pretty successful and doing awesome and wild things. The only problem I have, and I'm going to go straight
Kamal, wait, hold up.
To the point.
I'm going to introduce...
Who is that?
Our guests. You can introduce Vimzi, I'll introduce Carol.
Why?
Because we haven't really introduced them formally, we've just been talking.
Vimzi Tina is here. Teaching me them.
And then Tina Carol Nyazi.
Yes, I've been.
African Women Awards.
I'm going to tell Carol about African Women Awards. Mike is just acting.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Just acting.
I'm not taking some eyelash. Selling eyelashes.
Anything. Oh my gosh. Do you know, I was so angry. I was so annoyed. But I mean, they fixed it. They booked me for an appearance at one of the local clubs, and then I saw their flyers and press, and it says performance by. So you know, I called my manager and I was like, so what am I performing? You know, and my manager's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, no, it says performance by. So
would you go into music?
Would I go into music? Remember, we've been there already. We had a little episode.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And I love music so much.
I think I would.
I think I would, but it's one of those things I'm gonna do when I'm pregnant. Because
when? Wow, that was very
specific. No, because there's so few things that I work in a visual medium, and you generally have to take a production break when you're pregnant, but you can be in studio recording and so there's a lady I look up to a lot. Am I dating? Yes, I am, of course. All this fineness just being wasted being single.
Oh God, like, really?
Never.
Carol, I'm gonna put you on blast. Are you dating?
But
I mean, no one else can see him. We're on radio. Phineas.
The light-skinned brother.
The light-skinned. Whose name is Phineas.
No, but two light-skinned people should not date
each other.
Work,
it's
not fair.
Some light particular.
So horrible. No, guys. But don't you think equal opportunity.
Don't you think it's the same for two dark-skinned people?
No, that's different. That's affirmative action.
Carol, who's your favorite artist? Guys, can y'all hear me clearly?
Yeah, we can hear you perfect.
Like, Carol, who's your favorite artist in Africa?
Yeah.
I could just
pass out. As in a female artist?
Yeah.
It's Women's Day, but who's just generally your favorite artist in Africa?
Do you know what? I don't think I have, like, a favorite artist, but then I like certain songs.
Okay.
You know, so if I like your song, then I like you. But then if you then have another release and I'm just like,
where's your music coming from? Where's your playlist coming from? That's what I'm trying to get to. Because we're going back to Vimsy, because she's in 90. What I think is the center, the hub of music.
Right now,
in Africa.
I guess.
But I want to know who's your...
But there's things the same
Sakura.
Songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sakura, right now.
Who's that?
We don't know who that is.
Oh my God. You guys are some Bobbians.
Sakura's the guy I fought in grade 7. Remember?
Do you guys also Africa?
No.
So Africa.
Guys. Okay.
Bimbai,
there's
you?
This guy.
No.
You know Sakura,
no disrespect
you know
to them
Sakura,
or anything. It's actually ignorance on my part.
No.
I'm sure they're awesome.
No. For us, it's not ignorance. If we do not know you, you're not relevant. Let's move on.
That's
right.
Okay, you're allowed.
In Zimbabwe, since you guys don't live in Zimbabwe, just put it out there.
Really?
If you're a Zimbabwean who's in Zimbabwe,
Carol, Kamu, who puts you on all the Miz stuff?
It's not you.
It's me.
Yeah.
You know what? Since you said you're going to introduce me to Sasha, it's Sasha. I'll introduce you to Takura.
Perfect. And Soul Africa. Okay, wait. Is Takura part of Soul Africa or?
They used to be a duo, and then now they've gone their separate ways.
Those guys. Won't work out. Do not just tap at a bit. That's the problem.
But Carol, are you basically telling us that your favorite music within the A right now? It's from Zim.
Well, that's the song I'm liking
right
now.
Is your favorite music from the A, from Zim?
Yes.
Liar.
Why?
Oh, come on.
Hakuna?
Why?
No. Why would you say that?
Vimbai, what's your favorite song right now, Vims?
My favorite song.
You see, come on blast.
No, the thing is, if I said Davido, you would have been okay with it, but because I said Takura,
I'm talking about the quality of the music. Like
yes,
you said,
No. That's not fair. You said what's her favorite song. Exactly. You didn't say what she think is the best quality song out there, best produced
music.
Wasn't he the one you were talking about, Simba, just now?
Exactly. Yes,
so say quality of production.
But Simba is the one who's producing, who's mixing and mastering music for people,
and
producing for Nigeria.
Okay, yeah, Nigeria.
No, Simba, for Africa.
Yes, I do know him.
He's doing a lot for people in Niger, and here.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, really, like, we don't know who Takura is. I'm with no disrespect or, you know, not to offend anyone, but honestly speaking.
Okay,
like,
what's the name of the song? Because I want to actually find
you
out.
See, that's my point.
Okay, the one I like right now is called Zinairema.
Zinairema. Okay, can you
look for it? Thank you for putting Takura on.
Thank you.
This is what Women's Month is about, and people supporting each other, and you know, Zimbabweans supporting Zimbabweans. Okay. And it's like, you know, pulling each other down stuff.
Nah, Vimbai. You know what? You know the biggest problem we have in the midst.
I swear.
What's the biggest problem?
The biggest problem we have is, and I always talk to Kamo about this. People think we're pulling each other down. But it's more of constructive criticism. Like, I will be in the studio and I'll be like, guys, Vimbai, are you enjoying this podcast? And you're like, Kesiwe, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Tell me the truth and then we'll improve.
Yeah.
And that's basically what we say on the show 24/7. We had a show and we had Dr. Alex Magaisa and Advocate Gabriel Schumer.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this flag. And Pastor Even had just been released.
Yeah.
And Kamu, you were not even, because you're not that active on social media these days. No, like, Kamu will just post and then, like, chill. Like, he won't even check. Kamu, do you know how we were put on blast on Twitter?
No.
Because we asked, Pastor Even is free, but what next? Like, damn, don't ask us what next. You should be doing something. And what
No, what Pastor Even should do is stop the fraud and go home.
What we were basically doing. Did you hear that pause? There was no pause. I mean, you know what? I think Pastor Even did an amazing thing. But you know what? With the minute you become a leader, you should be willing to accept to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. I want a woman to lead Zimbabwe.
I want to ask you, Vimbai, you have decided to take this position. We will ask you, Saka Takwita Se. And that's what we were basically saying. Like, okay, well, we've done this. But what next?
What's next?
Zimbabweans. No critique whatsoever. Not criticism, critique. There's a difference between criticism and critique. And we're basically asking questions. And I love Zimbabwe music. Simba Tags, Ten Diamond, Young Nash, killing it, Shasha, Anonzi Zanda. I mean, so much.
Takura.
Yeah,
guys,
that one.
I still like Stunner.
Ah! I was Stunner, Reba. That is.
Stunner kills the damn
that
thing.
That is. Come.
For me?
I was Reba.
Stunner, Winky D, Ja Praza, for me, those Talky are the
vibes.
Biggest. You know, I haven't really been able to get into Talky's music just yet, but, you know, when I remember the other day I'm not going to name names, but I was with some of the artists in Nigeria, and I played Winky D's song Disappear. And it was mad. And I mean, they wanted to hop on a collaboration and everything. You know what I mean? Like, it was, they loved it so much because it's authentic.
Yeah. Do you think that Zimbabwean music is not exposed in Nigeria as much as Nigerian music? Well, obviously.
Of course not. Yeah, it's not. But, you know, beyond that, it's there's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
And I always talk about that word. I always say we're still looking for our identity.
Yeah.
So until we have a sound and an identity, we're not going to be exposed anywhere. You know, not just Nigeria, anywhere at all.
Because we always take people's songs.
That's why Vimbai is here, because Vimbai anoziva kuti mazimba. You don't have identity.
No, man. How did you take all of that? And
because I've said it before,
God,
like 100 times.
Those guys are
exactly. Of all the things, can you imagine? That's what you took from it.
No, but I'm happy because you're on my side.
Come on, that's not what I said.
If I was on my side, though. Guys, forget what's happening. You are listening. Yeah, I'm seeing. She was on my side. But yeah, it's true. We don't have identity, and like, for me.
I said the sound does not have identity.
Sorry.
I beg. The people have got identity.
Which no,
one?
We do not.
I struggle. No.
They lost 6-1 at the Olympics the other night.
Come on. No. Come on, bro.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Against Germany, bro? Come on. No, shout out to the Warriors, man. Like, come on.
In fact, do you know what?
They scored one goal. Did you see the way they were?
I would like to celebrate this, actually. The Zimbabwe female team.
We've got Kirsty Coventry.
Yes, we've got Kirsty
Coventry.
Just
after
well.
The Olympics, she's coming through.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Nice
you know,
one.
People
we like that.
Actually,
like that.
Central.
People don't understand, but it's actually only the females that actually are making things make sense for Zim right now.
No, that's
not true.
Well, you know what? It's. Are we talking about right now or generally?
No, right now.
Right now.
We're talking about right now.
You know what? A lot of things have transpired, but Titch is still a very big name in broadcasting.
All I'm saying.
Tich Matas. Yes, he is.
Okay, maybe you didn't get where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to like pit the men against
the women. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. If you look at it right now,
yeah,
it's the women who actually have something to write home about. You know,
okay.
Tich is huge across broadcasting. He's like a legend.
Yeah,
you know. There's African broadcasters who wish he was to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just talking about the impact that women have had. Like, I mean, of recent, if you open the paper, it's more about the good things that the women have done.
Oh, I like that.
And that's what we want to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think it's very important to do that. Very, very important.
Mm-hmm. We've got Joyce running for presidency.
It's because pastor, no, man.
But come, even look.
But then I think what he did was needed, though.
Really?
Because I think
from a financial perspective,
Zimbabweans are just so laid back. Oh, 15 billion has gone missing.
Because if you ask the Balis, where are the sheets? They don't rap. They're like, Jack, the sheets.
That's the thing, because they know Zimbabweans are not going to come and throw fire bombs and smash glass. They'll be like,
African. And that's why America, African women's awards.
You don't have time, bro. We're betrayed.
Nah, that's true.
We're a betrayed population. So we'd rather focus on doing things for us.
I want to get to, because you mentioned one very important thing, and that's that women are doing some very big things.
Yeah.
I look at a lot, there are more women employed in the Miz than men.
True.
Like, women are informal. Women,
really?
Women are in formal employment. Is that like
yeah,
a thing?
Right. Yeah,
formal employment. It's easier for a woman to get a job than it is for a man now. Of course,
but it depends what sort of job.
Yes, I've been on social media. I've been on the internet, on the interweb.
Yeah.
And it says men who are employed earn more money than the women who are employed in the same positions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the men who are employed.
Yeah.
Well,
like, Bimbai, go to Zimga. Equinet. Women, marketing departments, everything. It's,
you know what?
Banks.
For me, that's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it breaks my heart slightly that it means that our women are not as entrepreneurial as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
They're more institutionalized. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I think it's great. Go out there, get a qualification, get a great job. I'm all for that. But I would love to see more female entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, for me, it's something to celebrate, but it's also something to feel like, oh man, I wish the women would, you know,
go out there, do what Carol is doing, and start
your own thing. And I would love to see more of that from Zimbabwean women, that's for sure.
Come on, I mean, that's why Zimbabwean women are Zimbabwean women, because I was taken from a positive point of view, and she just flipped it. She's like,
I like,
I'm just saying that I want to see Zimbabwean women building empires.
The problem with people in Zimbabwe, from what I've experienced and what I've seen, is that people are just trying to survive for them, right? So if you're trying to build a brand, that's completely different, because you're going to have to kind of like set a standard for your brand, and you know, the money might not come in your first year and whatever. But then if you go Kumbare, or if you go to 4th Street, if you go to, people are hustling. Those are the women that are, because there's no employment.
Yeah.
So there's no formal employment. It's only a few that are actually getting the jobs at Econet. And these are people who have been exposed outside and they're coming back in, or they're being called back in, and then they're being offered those opportunities. But the ones that are in are just trying to survive for now. Like, so that's why I think a lot of people then just say, oh, I'm running a business, but you're not. You're buying and selling.
Pretty much, it's not a business.
Yeah, but then, like, it's not sustainable. It's only sustainable for that week, because you're trying to survive and feed your kids for now.
For that week.
If something comes up next week, you're going to go on to that, and then you're going to continue doing that, which I think is what the difference is with a country that is a spender, like South Africa or Nigeria. People can actually spend. You know, we're in Zimbabwe.
Well, Nigeria is going through a recession right now, so you know, I'm seeing a lot of the things that I've seen in Zimbabwe.
Oh, okay.
But generally... you know, Nigerians by nature have always been entrepreneurial, just because if you look at formal employment, I mean, geez, it's very, very minimal compared to the population. So that's them.
Because they're 170, I think.
Yeah, I think they're close to 180 million now. Yeah, yeah.
There's so about a billion Nigerians all over.
Everywhere.
But what I wanted to ask you guys is that where do you see the African woman, like, in terms of her development and her involvement in terms of, like,
amen,
making things happen for Africa moving forward?
Jeez, that's a very loaded question.
You know me.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah? That's what you've been storing in your stomach the whole time.
No one's ever done that to me.
I got you.
You got the comeback is.
I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on it.
Wow, such a good story.
Geez, you know we've come a long way, but yeah. We've got a long way to go. I guess we're trying to balance out those figures that we're talking yeah. about, whether it's, you know, formal employment, whether yeah. it's, uh-huh. you know, informal, entrepreneurial, whatever it is, in every different sector, I think, because, you know, our culture dictates that a woman be a certain way.
I was going to ask that question. Yeah. My, do you think, because personally, maybe it's because of the families that we come from, Kamu,
yeah.
but do you think you guys are still limited by culture as African women?
As in, like, in our own families or just in general?
In general. Do you think culture still limits the African woman?
Personally, I think that it depends with where you are, because my family doesn't limit me. Like, I'm not going to be told, like, oh, you know, by the time you're 30, you have to have
a kid. And yeah.
But then if you look at it in somebody else's family, but then they're judged. Or in another country, then it's like, what are you still doing and so forth. So personally, I think that it just depends with your surroundings and the people that are actually around you. Because if you then say Africa as a whole, that's too...
It's a bit too broad.
It's a bit too much, because you'll find that you've got different cultures in every single African country, and certain things are dictated or expected of you. Whereas in my family, like in Zimbabwe, they're like, okay, by the time you're 25, and you're like, dude, you just told me a year ago not to look at men. Now you're asking me where my husband is. Like, what is this, you know?
But why not? I miss all that old school stuff.
All that old. I'm about that old school stuff. Really? But, yeah, no, I'm properly old school like that. My daughters.
Phineas, Phineas is not on the mic right now. But Carol, did Phineas formally say, will you be my girlfriend?
He had to.
Really?
Yeah.
He had to, because then what are Exposed. We doing? Like, who are you?
Really? Like,
what is I mean, it? That's, who are
that,
you?
That's the old school that we're talking about. Yeah. I mean, you gotta...
No, it's important. You yeah. have to court.
You have to court. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. What do people... See, this is the thing. When I came to this country, I realized the Mac game. The Mac game in Africa is 100 in Zim.
In Zim. The Sim own will go out of his way.
Can I confess? Really? I have not dated a Zimbabwean in. I have not dated a Zimbabwean in probably since 2011.
Which is
5 years.
Yeah. Which that's
okay.
In dating years, that's a long time.
No, but that's okay.
Yeah. Adult dating yeah. years, that's a long yeah. time.
But that's only 5 years.
It's two relationships, but that's pretty much my adult life.
But that's cool. Like, I mean, at the end of the... Okay, look, all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, it's not necessarily about where this person comes from. But for me, I'm saying...
No, it's not about that. I'm just saying that so, like, I would love for, like, I know I'm, like... otherwise engaged right now, but I'd love for a Zimbabwean I just want a Zimbabwean guy just show me a good time, just be like, this is what we do when we want a woman.
Yes.
just for fun, as long as he knows that, like, it's for fun and he doesn't like turn around tomorrow and be like, hey, wakachika mariyongo. He should just, you know what I mean?
And you know we're good at that, though. That's hey, wakachika
mariyongo.
But I don't understand what's wrong with guys. Like, dudes are just trippy. Like, honestly speaking, if you took out money, my brother, from your
Do Zim dudes do that?
Oh, you don't do that?
I don't do like I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna be calling girl like, yo.
How many you do that?
Yeah.
Zim dudes are spending because they expect.
But why does Gamaria? Why?
All guys are spending because they're expecting something back.
Yeah, but
all
guys. Zimbabweans are just like. Because Maria, you know, we are easy.
That's
true. It did not come easy, so hey.
But I mean, I think going back to Women's Day, I think Zimbabwean men have major respect for our women. Like, you go out of your way. Like, when a Zimbabwean man likes you,
then
we do lunch. Come,
no,
you know
I,
what I do?
Do you know what?
I will give you my number before I take yours.
That's what Finn did.
No, for real. Because I'm like, okay. Because, okay.
Oh, that's what he did?
That's what he did.
And it worked?
Yeah.
He gave you his number, right?
Has that worked on you?
No, that doesn't work on me. I'm not
don't give
lie.
Me your number.
No, but it depends. Okay.
I need to be toasted. As in, you need to blow my phone up. You need to, like, you have to beg me.
But as a Zimbabwean dude, I want you to give me the opportunity
to
start toasting you. Because my point is, wait, hold up, come on.
Opportunity comes to the
okay, Vim, I meet you here right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to offend you.
This is a toast, by the way.
You know what I mean?
So this toasting thing.
Toasting. Like, cheers. You're toasting me.
I don't want to offend you. Yeah. So I want to be like, okay, wait. If I take your number, I'm going to blow you up and then I'm going to annoy you. I don't want to be a bugaboo.
Yeah, and how many other guys are doing exactly the same thing?
So I'll give you my number. Send me one text message. After that, it's done. But at least tell me that, you know what? Maybe you've got a chance, dude. Because I think that's the other thing about Zimbabweans. Tino Zida. Like, I'm not about that life where I'm like,
but what if I forget?
Hey, then it's a done deal.
If you're actually in Zim,
yeah.
For example, I met him through other people, right?
Hey, Phineas.
So, I know, right? The only reason why I even...
He is blushing.
The only reason why I even got back to him was because I knew we were going to be in the same room again.
Okay.
And I didn't want him to be like, I gave you my number, we're going to divide. Because that happened to me before. Hey, so you think you're all that. Now you're giving an attitude in front of me, like, oh my God, okay.
You gotta be wrong.
You think you're all that. You know, Zimbabwean guys can be rude. Like, they can be rude. Yeah, so, and they will make it like the whole night of like, well, anyways, I gave you my number and you didn't. But anyways, I will tell it again now because I'm on phone. You know that whole like trying to make you feel bad?
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, you know what? Let me just say hi, you know? And then at least when I see him again, it's not weird. It's not awkward.
No, but what if you genuinely forget? What if you're busy? What if you've got an award show happening
busy, you're busy.
Because if I've just met you, you're not at the top of my priority list. I'm sorry. Hey. Unless you really made a great impression. Impact. Yeah, yeah. Because like, I could say that about my boyfriend.
Yeah.
He gave me his card. Luckily, we knew similar people, but he gave me his card. To this day, that card is still like in the, like a side pocket of my car. I never looked at it twice. Like I just put it there, and that was that.
Like,
and then
thank you.
He looked for my number. And, oh yeah, he looked for me. Like he looked for me wherever he could find me, and you know, he did the necessary. I actually like I'm gonna put him on blast. Yeah. He actually stole me from somebody else. Like it was on that level where he was like, listen, I'm not trying to take you from your man, but like, listen, I'm
gonna
to
do
take
it.
So Women's Day is basically a celebration of another man's loss.
No, man. It's just a celebration of embracing who you are as a woman.
And knowing what you want, because she knew you wanted this guy. Yeah.
How does that dude feel?
Which dude?
The one that is now just
by
himself.
Bitter, Shamar. He's
no, but the thing is, like, he should have been doing better.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know what?
He could have done better.
I think let's take this to the next level.
I don't like the look on your face.
I'm an only son, and I love. Do we call it feminine?
Yeah.
Households.
Yeah.
Like I grew up with my sisters. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, okay, so you've got gates in your face because you do this with your hands. Like my sisters, the minute I was walking out on my first date, they're like, where are you going looking like that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you really dressed that way? Like, no. I love my sisters. I love my mother.
Yeah.
I grew up with women around me. I was taken care of. I was raised by women. And we really appreciate what women have done for us as African men.
I didn't meet all these women. You love them too much.
I love them.
Wow.
However, there is that lack of appreciation of the men. You know what? Carol, no, for real.
This is all
for real. Guys.
I'm not even sure how we started this.
I'm so interested. Like,
let's get into this, actually.
Don't get into it. Phineas is like, no, cut it.
Like, no.
Cut it. Cut it.
It's too late.
Cut it. It's too late.
It's too late.
I think as 21st century men, we're trying.
Yeah.
You are. You know what I mean? You are.
I think you're trying, and then you get to a point where you're just content, and you're just like,
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay, I completely get that. Firstly, I need to I need to actually stand up.
We're different from our fathers, Vimbai.
No, no, but listen.
Our fathers were deadbeat dads.
No, 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 no. But really? Wait, just listen. No, yeah, my dad is fantastic. But
yeah, my dad is.
I'm just being guys in terms of generational. Like,
you guys are
okay,
the minority.
Can I say I've got two things. Yeah?
Yeah.
The first thing is, speaking on behalf of my ex, he didn't stop trying. He didn't become complacent. He didn't. That was not the case at all. We just had irreconcilable differences. And you know when you're in a relationship and it gets to a point where you've tried to work things out, but you've also accepted that this is who this person is. This is who I am. You're both stubborn and
it's a done deal.
Yeah, and you're literally just waiting for a trigger that will let both of you be like, you know what? Okay, cool, it's done. You know what I mean?
Oh, come
like,
on. Really?
If you're really immature, you'll just pick a fight and be like, oh my God, you didn't say I look cute today. It's done. Over. I can't. But you both knew it was over for a long time.
Yeah,
so that was the scenario. So I want to just make that clear. I think guys these days, I mean, the guys I know, geez, I know some really amazing guys, and you guys are trying, especially African guys. I have a lot of respect for African guys because it's not easy. Our expectation, especially as African women, can be incredibly ridiculous, and that's because we're coming from a patriarchal society where we're used to seeing a man providing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And times have changed, and we need to chip in now, but it's not
easy. Women are providing more than men.
Well, I'm not going to be here, condoning that. But it's difficult to reconcile that. Okay, but when I was growing up, you know, my dad brought home, 95% of the cheese or whatever, and now I'm dating you, and
you're not really.
Why are we doing 50-50? What's the thing? Why are we splitting bills? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. But so if you put all of those kind of
factors.
Nuances together, I think, man, I love me my African brothers. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm. I think you guys are awesome. So I think on Women's Day, during Women's Month, I want to celebrate you guys as well because you help us be great.
Oh,
you're
awesome.
Here
Thank
putting
you
us
so
on.
Much.
Look at this guy blushing.
I'm like,
easy?
That's why I can't move me. I'm like, I've heard this before.
Stop it! That came from the heart now.
Did it really?
Yes, it did. It came
I'm
from the heart.
I'm going to give you a hug for
that. Aw, this is beautiful. Snap
that
it.
Was a very cold hug, but it's fine.
Well, you're supposed to extend the other arm.
Okay,
yeah, there you go. Come. See?
Yay.
No, but you know what I'm talking about, Carol? What I'm saying is, guys, and I agree with Vimbai, like, I mean, we try, Kamu.
Nice.
Now, we grew up without our fathers.
Yeah.
A lot of people within our generation, come from, broken families and so forth and so on, and the dads weren't present. It's more, people didn't. But as men were like, I grew up without my dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I'm in my kids' lives.
That's a tricky one.
We make sure. But you know what? African men are also so cultural to the extent where you're like, okay, I want to fight for my kid, but you can't take a child away from their mother.
But then again, you have a problem because you see a lot of the brothers out here. A lot of the brothers are not looking after the kids, man.
Yes, you're right.
I know South Africa itself.
Yeah, South Africa.
95% of the women complain about it. The fact that I don't trust.
But that's why South African women will date a Zimbabwean any day because they know that Zimbabwean dude will be around.
I know a lot of women will date a Zimbabwean.
Yeah, I don't understand this culture where you impregnate someone and you don't marry them. I don't get it.
Oh, guys.
Call me backwards,
I think the thing
but
is people will say, do you
For
want
real?
To just get married just because you have a child?
Or
then it's not a happy home, or would you rather be in the child's life?
Listen, you better make that home happy.
If you're gonna get someone pregnant, then you should, don't try and get someone pregnant and just think that.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You said make that home happy, right?
Yes.
So I'm assuming you're the person who's gonna go through an entire situation of engagement. Marriage, we come to the wedding, we throw money at you, we go back home.
Spray me the money.
And then, after that, you're not leaving that relationship no matter what.
I'm not getting married to get divorced, if that's what you're asking me.
Well, not necessarily, but I'm saying no matter what happens, you're going to make that home happy, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, listen, all that's right. Why we bring Jesus into our marriages, ooh, into our relationships. No. Because we're not there for that. Of By course. The time you agree to marry somebody, yeah. you're making a commitment to say, you know what, whatever happens, this is it. Whatever yeah. issues come along the way, we need to both agree
that all of that. Yeah, we can work
yeah well, I don't expect you to be unfaithful, but you know, if those are the things that happen along the way, then there are challenges that we have to face together. If you are my husband, if I decided that I am marrying yeah. you, then that's that. You
know, I would like to be in this home.
Look at Phineas being like, preach me, my preach.
That is a good home, man. You even leave the phone unlocked in that house. Like, huh? It's okay. You
like, it's okay. Go through it, girl.
Like, you can check. It's only Cindy from next door.
But I hope men are also willing to work things out if the woman cheats.
No. Well, no.
No. These days.
Phineas.
But that's he's like, you know, I love that question because every time I'm asked that question, I'm always at like crossroads. I'm like, dog, okay. If it was her, she would like, you know, understand.
She would understand.
No, but I swear, like, you know, like, I've dated a lot of people who've been very understanding when it comes to infidelity because they're like,
come on, did you just put yourself on blast right now?
No lie, you know? Like, I cheat hard. It's not easy.
Wow.
Like, I've had that problem. I'm just being honest. I've had that problem in every single relationship. So. It's not like if I didn't put myself on blast, they put me on blast a long time ago.
Yeah, they put you on blast.
Like, just cheating that. Like, hey, you
know, unfortunately,
it's hard.
And I mean, that's our mentality.
So you can't stay in that relationship?
No matter yeah. how much education we get, no matter yeah. how much, you know, Western, blah, 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 we get, guys. It's Women's Day tomorrow. This is the hard one. When a man cheats and a woman cheats, it's a very different.
Wow.
Bimbai, be for real.
No. Carol, so I have a
be
friend.
Be for real. Do you not agree? Carol, come on.
I have honestly a friend speaking. Whose wife was cheating on him.
Oh, God.
And the wife, so basically, he went through a bad financial patch. Mm. And, you know, the wife went out there and started dating people, you know, who were wealthy and who were blessing her.
Oh, wow.
And then one day he came home and, you know, caught them at it.
In his home.
Well, I mean, she was paying the bills. So.
Hey.
No, I'm joking. But, you know, and he beat the heck out of the, you know, the guy.
I wouldn't. Oh.
He beat the heck out of the guy.
But what?
And well, anyway, that was that. So, you know, I looked at that situation and he was prepared to work it out because he was just like, well, you know what, listen, you know, this is what happened in this relationship. I can understand what led her to. It's not right. It's not okay. But I understand the circumstances. No, they're not. They're from somewhere in the world. Yeah. They're not. No. They're not Zimbabwean. Yeah.
No, it's Zimbabwean.
But yeah, I think, you know, there's worse things that can happen in a marriage than infidelity. So I think it always just depends what the circumstances, because all circumstances are different at the end of the day.
As a man, I think it's very hard. I think it's very hard for you to even think about your woman with. And
but for you to think about being with somebody else's woman is not a problem.
No, that is a problem for me.
Being with somebody else's woman?
Mm. Yeah, nah. I bro code, bruv.
Nah.
Bro code, Kamu. Come on. Kamu, bro code.
I don't know why you like
this. Kamu's like, it's all fair game.
It's all fair game.
Nah,
I mean, like,
Jack,
because essentially, if you look at a situation, like, it's not necessarily anything that's wrong in terms of you wanting to be with somebody else's woman, unless it's somebody else's wife.
Yes, I agree with that.
That's like, where the Bible comes in. You have a problem, but if it's somebody's girlfriend,
yeah, I've seen posts on Facebook, Carol, yeah. where it says, "Yo, if you're not married,
yeah, then what's up?
Then you're single. That's true. Yeah. But I think that goes to toasting. I don't think that goes to actually engaging.
There you go.
So I think that's the difference. Because what are we calling cheating here? Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, until you get down on that knee, listen.
It's your fair game.
Anything can happen. This is football. Anything can happen.
No way, man. No way. I mean,
Carol, what do you think are the biggest obstacles that African women are facing in Africa right now?
Excluding infidelity, of course.
I think maybe possibly lack of access.
To what?
So a lot of things, because you'll find that if me going into whoever's office and I actually genuinely want to give you a product to stock or something, for example, the things I have to go through and you trying to hit on me and just, it's a lot, you know? And yeah, so just certain stuff, if you want to get ahead, I think it's pretty hard. Well, in Zimbabwe, I don't know about everybody else, but I think in Zimbabwe, it's pretty hard sometimes. You have to know a lot of people for them not to then mess with you. And then you're like, no, I know this person. I was referred by this person, because you can't just walk in and just think everything is going to go smoothly and so forth. And then even just lack of access, even to employment, even in your hustling game, it's hard. It's hard. So I think a lot of women in Africa are faced. Isha, it's tough, eh? I don't know how to explain it, but it's just.
No, I get
from
it.
From what I've seen, because you know, like how I was saying last year, we worked with women in Nyamapanda. We had the access to the people that could change their lives, but they didn't have that access, so they stuck selling to the truckers, you know, or whatever, and just
and they'll
to
take
make
advantage.
Ends,
yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, but then when we came through, and then we had the access to get them to wherever they needed, everything changed, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's how I kind of think.
Kimba, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think what she's saying is very significant. That, you know, it's, like I said, it's a patriarchal society generally. And I think what I would rather look at a different side of it, which is that I think the biggest setback or challenge to women in Africa right now is honestly mentorship. In your position, you're in a position, you've interfaced with these with these situations a number of times. You know how to manage yourself. You know how to get around it. And we need more people, you know, teaching other young girls how to carry themselves and how to conduct themselves in these environments so that they can still get the job done, get the work done, without compromising themselves in any way. So I think for me, that's it. I know in my industry, I just would have loved, I do have access to mentorship now, but I would have loved access to mentorship at a much earlier stage. And I find that with a lot of, especially, you know, aspiring people in my industry. And when I say my industry, it's very broad, because as much as I'm on air, I own a production company as well. So I'm fully engaged in the media business. And I see young girls who want to produce or who want to whatever, but they simply just don't know how to go about it. And nobody can mentor another woman better than another woman. Exactly. So
you've raised a very valid point.
Yes.
I see Camus' lifestyle on a day-to-day basis. You know, he's out. He's in the entertainment industry, you know, and you meet people, you're out. Carol, Vimbai, you're both basically within the media, you know. You guys are out there. As an African woman, how is that? Relationship-wise as well, like, is your man okay with you coming back home at 1 a.m. and you're like, you know what I mean? Like, well, that's your lifestyle. I mean, you know, you meeting, you know, CEOs, like, meeting all these dudes who are trying to hit on you, like you said, Carol.
Not trying, always.
Who are. You know what I mean? Trying to take advantage of their, you know, masculinity and be like, oh, you know what? I'm in a position of power, so, and you need something from me. How does it affect your day-to-day lives and your relationships and your families and...
You want to go? Okay, well, you know, I think life generally is about balance. And then when you include the interface of relationships into life, it's about respect. So, for starters, balance in your, you can't help it when you're busy. That's just the reality of it. And you can't help it if you've got a December stretch and it's all events that are, you know, that are going to round up around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. You can't help it. That's how you make a living. But it's about being able to balance it out such that, you know, even if you don't have a significant other in your life, for your own personal being, you need to preserve yourself. And you do need to find a time where you've categorized that this is work. When I'm not working, then I do other things that allow me to preserve who I am and, you know, to conserve my soul. And then in terms of relationships, it's just about respect. If he understands that, if he knows who I am, and he understands that I'm working, I'm trying to further my career, I'm just, it's literally duty calling.
It shouldn't
be a problem at all. But in turn, I respect him enough as well to know my limits. So, for example, there's certain events where, come on, we are all, you know, in entertainment. You know, there's times where you stay out until 2 a.m. and you didn't have to. You could have been there until maybe 9:30 and dipped, but you know, but it's about knowing those limits. It's about knowing that, you know what, I need to just get in there, do a little bit of networking, take the pictures, and get home before, you know, before he gets irritated or pissed off. So I respect him that much as well. So that's my take on it.
And for you, have you had a problem with that, Carol?
No, because when we started dating,
well, we're lucky to have him in the studio. Yeah, so that, he was gonna say yes.
She can't lie to us.
She can't actually.
I think when we started dating, because he's more outgoing than I am.
Yeah.
So when we started dating, it was one of those things that we had to have the discussion, like, okay, are you okay with this? Okay, are you okay? Like, okay, fair enough. A lot of guys are going to be inboxing me and so forth. You know, how are you going to handle that? You know,
did you actually have that discussion?
We had that discussion. We had literally
the DM discussion.
That is amazing. Like,
that is amazing. Yeah,
you have actually just taught me something today. I need to start talking to these women. Like, no, for real, because it's going to avoid a lot of problems. Because now, at least if you had the discussion,
it's managing expectations.
There you go.
Yeah, it's really managing expectations because I knew what was going on.
Okay, good.
I knew what was going on like before I met him.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, you're coming into my space, I'm coming into your space.
Yeah.
Will you be able to manage this? It's not like I can tell someone that I don't know, like, stop DMing me or whatever that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think communication has also been important because he doesn't know. It's not like he doesn't know that this person has texted me, you know, so that if something then happens, he's not surprised.
I'm going to try this at home today. Today.
Right now. Listen, there's things happening in the DMs.
I'm going to expose everything. See the Snapchat. See that. Yeah, because I think that's actually quite awesome. That's actually a good piece of advice to those who listen, right? Start talking to your partner about these things before they become a problem in your relationship. Mm-hmm. That's
and when it comes to family, well, my mom just... Well,
it's whatever.
She's just like, if you want to do it, then do it. If it doesn't work, at least you tried. It's fine. You know, if you need a little help with this, then I'm there, you know. Don't. She's never discouraged me from trying, even if it failed, like, so many times. She's just like, okay, so what's next now? Not like, cha, footy. You know, that sort of thing. So I think everyone that's around me has been very supportive, and it's always just communication.
Yeah.
And actually, like, saying, okay, I'm scared, but this is what I'm going to do, you know, and that sort of thing. Other than that, everybody else, you know, whatever.
I think, yeah, I look at my sisters, I look at, you know, Carol, I look at Vimbai doing their, you know, damn thing.
Yeah.
I think as Africans, we have a problem, Kamu.
Yeah.
We're always talking about the issues that we have.
Yeah.
As opposed to looking at the progress that we've made.
Yeah, true.
And I think this Women's Day, I just want to celebrate and be like, you know what? The women in my life are doing it big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've got them right here, and they're doing it big. They look all shiny. You know what I mean? Like, she has some Nivea in the house. You know, she's been using the Dove soap.
Why do you say that? Because it is a privilege to be able to reach out to you and stuff like that. Like,
guys.
And that's both of you. No, seriously.
When we were talking about it, we're like, oh my God, we better wake up today because we've got these
drunk as fuck.
We've got these amazing women on the show. I think respect has grown.
Yeah, of course.
For women within on the continent and. Mm-hmm. Your hustle, what you guys have done for us as African men, I mean.
Especially coming from our generation.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too many success stories from our generation.
Amen.
I remember growing up, you know, you would look at everybody around you like, wow, like, man, I bet you this guy's going to be like some helicopter pilot, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Jack on the hammer just by the corner. Which is sad.
So, I think you find that with a lot of people into private schools.
There you go. We have some of those people who went to private schools.
Kutana College.
people sold the country. Anyway.
Why are you hating, bro?
But the whole thing is like, you know, it's really dope when I see some of the stuff that you guys are doing. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been watching this. Come on, dog. Like, I'm like, really?
No, but yeah. you know what? I have to be very real, though. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I always turn very preachy. But yeah. literally, I always just give all the glory to God. Because He sets us apart. You know what I mean? Does, because yeah. there's nothing different from me and any of the other yeah. girls I went to school with. Or mm-hmm. literally nothing more special about me. A lot of them are prettier than me. A lot of them yeah. are probably more talented than I am as well. But there's, you know... There's the grace that allows us to move forward and to progress. 100%.
I mean, look at what she's doing in Zim right now.
Yes, exactly.
Kyle's doing something amazing. Like, I thought she was doing it from a... Cause
from the K or, you know what I mean? I thought about an essay.
And she's like, doing it in Zim. Like, now.
African Women's Awards in Zim, like China. that's commendable.
For me, it's about the generation being successful. And I feel like there has to be a few success stories.
Effing awesome.
Order.
Applaud her.
Yeah. We really need more success stories. Mm. You know, like, I mean, we could talk about Pocky. Pocky's doing pretty good as well, you know. There's a bunch of people, man. Yeah. Like, people are really, really pushing.
Yeah.
You got Queen. Queen V's doing all this.
Queen excellent. V. Amara's doing her thing. Amara's doing,
I really think, well, maybe there's a shift. And once you really start to think about it and you sit down, there's actually quite a lot of us who are doing pretty good stuff. And I'm happy. Yeah. For that, I'm happy. Especially for the women.
What's her name? We've got Cynthia Bizure.
Jam.
Yeah. Okay. Jam. There's Noma Chemba. Primrose in the
what about Kirsty?
Posh. Kirsty Coventry. The minute I saw Kirsty married on Facebook, I was like, my dream in life has been shattered.
Yeah.
Because hilarious. I envisioned me and Kirsty with little colored children, curly hair, swimming.
Oh my gosh.
And
swimming.
I'm just there as the father, watching, like, swim, black dude, swim. we're going to the Olympics.
I can't get jiggy with Kirsty. You know why? Because she gave away $100,000. They gave $100,000, she gave it away to charity. Nobody's giving away money in the house. They're giving it away, giving it to
guys,
me.
One of the most amazing women in our country. Yes. Kirsty Coventry.
Yeah.
And she's there at the Olympics now. She's raising the flag. I expect, oh my God, guys. We're going to have her on
so
the show.
Consistent.
No,
yeah, she's so consistent.
There's like another woman who's just qualified for another.
The rowing chick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that yesterday. Dope,
Then there's that kid called Tanya Mzinda.
Yeah.
She's motocross.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
A young girl. Yeah.
She's like 14, 15. Yeah. She's on motorbikes. I'm not getting on a motorbike for nothing. This is a 12-year-old on a motorbike. I'm like,
none of the owners can even mind anymore.
Supportive enough as well.
Yes.
Which you don't find in Zimbabwe, well, back in the day, supporting sport. It's usually in Oshkoro.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. I mean, we've made some sort of progress. It's not enough. But there has been some sort of progress, and let's be happy with that. Yo, Kamu, as usual.
We got to go?
Yeah, we got to go, fam.
They're kicking us out, for real?
White people out there just looking at us like,
I know, it's Caucasian.
Central African time.
First, they start by waving, then they just stay.
Yeah, first they're like, we're here now.
They're like, bigger, you got
to
get out.
Y'all need to get out. And then you can just tell them, being really annoyed, like.
So, yeah, I don't know, any last words from the ladies? Bye.
Jeez. I think it's for me. I just want to encourage everybody else to follow their dreams. I think it's a little bit more difficult as a woman, and a lot of people will try to discourage you or tell you that it can't be done. But never take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of every opportunity and pursue whatever has been sowed in your heart that you know. Is you're destined to be. Pursue it relentlessly, not unrelentlessly. What is it? Relentlessly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Amen. Thank you, like English speaking society.
The immigrants. Did Carol just say the immigrants?
Yes, we should get a t-shirt by now. Yeah. We should
have t-shirts. Yeah. The immigrants. Hashtag Carol.
For me, I think from my life lessons.
Oh, yeah. So far, by the way, and by her lashes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, hello. Can we talk about the eyelashes?
Like, really?
Can we talk about Can You People Fly on South African Airways so that you can watch my travel show that just launched?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Can we just talk about all those wonderful things? We're on the flight tomorrow. Okay, but this week we're only domestic. We're only going regional in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Awesome.
I'll be back anyway. These guys will be back. Okay.
Yay.
Hey.
The female voice.
Love it. Love it.
I call it. Is that a rap? Is
Carol.
That
a,
no,
Carol.
Carol. Yeah. Like, you don't want to inspire anybody?
No, I'm going to try.
Okay, go.
I think for me, the statement that has resonated very well with me was fail forward. Because a lot of times it's not what you actually want to do that holds you back. It's just the fear of starting.
Yeah,
because the fear of being looked down on, oh, it didn't work, whatever.
Yes.
So I think if you're going to try anything, at least fail and learn from it and keep going instead of just failing and not doing anything after that.
Awesome.
Especially in this economy, just keep moving and keep pushing. Something will come up.
That's something we really don't promote in the Miz.
No.
Failing. You fail once.
But I think, you know, that mindset changes immediately you step out of that, like, Zimbabwean perimeter. You know, like, once you start to see how everyone else has to grind and get things done, it becomes different.
Because an example is when we were looking for sponsors last year, like, we had no's every single time, you know. And then it was like, okay, this is Monday, we still don't have sponsors, right? And then someone's like, okay, just come and speak to this person. But because I had been told no so many times,
you're just like,
I was just like, whatever, I'll just say the same thing. If you tell me no, who cares, what's going on? And then this company then ended up buying like 3 to 5 tables. They're like, how many tables are left? Like about 3 or 4 or 5. They're like, okay, we'll buy 5 tables and just give the tickets away. You know, so it was just like one of if I had said, no, I'm not going because everyone's been telling me no, we wouldn't have covered a lot of our expenses on that. Yeah.
But so. I don't like when you say that, you know, in Zimbabwe, if you fail, you know, it's discouraging. Failing anywhere in the world is discouraging.
It's not
a locational thing. And I've lived in a lot of very difficult countries in my lifetime. I've lived in Serbia during the economic crash.
Oh, wow.
I've lived in Zimbabwe. I now live in Nigeria during a recession.
Mm.
And I can tell you for free that no country is easy. Every country has its own barriers and its own challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having said that, that's why I just, you know, say you need to commit to your mission and your vision. And in addition to failing forward, fail fast. It's always best if you fail really, really quickly. That's the best. At least you've limited the number of resources, the amount of resources. But then you go back to your drawing board. You know, start over again. Keep going. Consistency is everything. You can't be the guy who has 10 different business cards. You must. If you know that this is your field, stick with it. Yeah, stick with your field.
Yeah.
Stick with it because it's never always going to be a bed of roses, but you have to stick with it.
Yeah. We can be very cynical as Zimbabweans. Kamu, we got to sign out. You want to sign out?
Oh, my bad.
Women's Day edition here on Zip Conversations. We have Mbam Tini, the beautiful Mbam Tini, and the extravagant Ms. Carol.
Carol
Nzika. I keep forgetting this is Nzika Sunny, but I had a girlfriend with Nzika Sunny. Was it her?
I don't know. You just remember the surname, right?
I swear to God, man, this is terrible. It's been one of those ones.
Twitter @ Kamopiri.
Yeah.
@ KFJR2.
Wait, I forgot. I've got a challenge for them.
I actually
have a challenge. Okay.
You know we gotta go though, right? Yeah.
No, we gotta go. Right. Quick challenge, with my.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she already got her challenge. It's crazy.
Okay.
He did that.
Yeah. We want Sir Leif Johnson on at her awards.
At her award show.
Not this year, but
sometime.
Sometime.
Yeah.
This one of the
Liberia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so mine is usually workshop based. So
sorry?
It's workshop based.
Okay.
So pretty much what I've decided to do is I'm going to give this challenge not only to you but to us as a team. Everyone we've invited on the show who's, like, from different facets of the industry, like, you know, like producers and stuff like that, we want to host a workshop that's going to help inspire the youth of Zimbabwe in these trying times for different stuff. So we'd like to have you inspire them from a media perspective, get them to understand television, production, and stuff like that.
Wonderful. Count me in.
There you go.
Amen.
All right.
Okay.
And
people are watching. People are watching.
We got to go.
KiffCentral.com, Zip Conversations.
Go. Yeah.
Vibam Tiniti.
Carol Nzika.
Really?
African Women Awards. We're out. Booyah. KiffCentral.com.